Om Shanti. This morning we are very fortunate to have Brother Ramesha. I'm sure that you all know him. He's always one of the Trinity brothers on the stage when Bap Dada comes. But from the beginning, he has a very important role, which I think he will going to speak about so many experiences, about service as well as the self-service. I know him since I have come in Baba's knowledge in 1968. He came before that, and first he came because his mother was coming, and a lot of arrangement had to be made in Bombay for Brahma Baba to go. So he used to make all the arrangement. And later on, he himself with his companion, that is Usha Ben, came in contact with Baba's knowledge and followed fully. In those days, he was a perfect example of living in the family and giving the very logical experience. I myself, being a science student, got lot of benefit. And then he became the instrument to send most of the sisters to the foreign countries, because he joined the first group who went to the foreign country to start service in 1971. And since then he was very much involved with the foreign service, lot of sisters he sent, and beside that he has a lot of other duties to do in the yagya, especially accountant and account work and so many other things I cannot even describe. All those, if I describe, the whole hour will go. So we take this great opportunity to have Brother Ramesh Rahaji, is our big and respected brother. So we'll take this opportunity to listen to him, whatever he has to. Recently I read an article in the Hindi magazine, Gyanamrat, his visit to the China and Japan, which was very interesting. I'm sure that he will include that also in his talk. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And good morning. I also good fortune of meeting you all. In fact, Dadi Janki told me 2-3 times to come here and then meet all of you. But then my work there in Shantivan could not permit me to come here. But today I had made a determined effort that I must go and meet those of you who are still here and not gone back to your own countries. I will try to divide this time into two equal parts. First off, I will speak about a few things about development in godly services. And then the other half can be devoted, if you permit, to questions and answers. Some of you might be having some questions, not in the form of doubts, but in the form of further understanding and further explanation of some of the salient features of Baba's knowledge. Also about Baba's yoga and all those things also. So let me first, it is about almost 11:15, so 11:45, and then for further about 15-20 minutes, at the most, whatever time that may be permitted, we can discuss about question answers. Pardon?
Up to 12:30.
Because I was not knowing these things. I was told that it will be for 1 hour, so I have given appointments there also. But anyway, let's try. Let us see what happens, how things move ahead. Main thing about our Baba's knowledge is that, our knowledge is divided into 4 subjects. First one is divine knowledge. Then third one, second is yoga, also Rajyoga. The third one is inculcation of this godly discipline in our own life also. And the fourth one is godly service. We are mostly we are concerned with godly service only, because godly knowledge is being given to us by Sri Baba. Then yoga is our personal efforts. We have to do yoga, we have to maintain and stabilize ourselves in yoga. Then the third one also is inculcation of this divine discipline in our own personal life. Inculcation of all these virtues and all those things, you know it very well. So there is no such scope of further discussion. But in case of godly service, there is a scope, because there third party, outsiders, the newcomers, new beginners, they are concerned. And for them, we have to develop our own ways and means of convincing them. Because many times we do not understand their problems, and we have to find out what are their problems and then what solution that we can have, offer to them. I remember I was in 74 for 2 months in London when Dadi Janki also came. That was Dadi Janki's first visit to London. We had organized exhibition in India, Tea Center, and then Ceylon Tea Center also. We had taken all the pictures, paintings, etc. from India. And then many people came there to see the exhibition. I'm just giving you one example that how we have to mold ourselves to the needs of the person who is in front of us. And then, at that time we were in Tennyson Road, 98 Tennyson Road. And then one lady, British lady, came to our 98 Tennyson Road center. She met Dadiji and she met Sister Jayanti and Dr. Nirmala and others, and Usha and all others who were with us at that time in that 98 Tennyson Road. And then that sister was offered 7 days course. And she said that yes, she can come, but she can come only between 2:30 and 3:30, noon time. So that was a big problem, because most of the sisters, they have their schedule of taking rest during the daytime. But I don't take rest during the daytime, so Dadi Janki called me and said that you conduct 7 days course of this sister, because she wants to come between 2:30 and 3:30. I said, okay, whatever you direct, I am prepared to oblige. So when I was in front of that sister, I asked her, what is the purpose of your visit to Brahma Kumaris? What is your purpose? Why you have come? And I was given a very funny, or what we call a strange answer. She said that I want to commit suicide. And I was talking with some of my friends that I want to commit suicide. And then one of my friends said that we understand your problems. You go to Brahma Kumaris, and if Brahma Kumaris cannot solve your problems, then you commit suicide. So I come here before committing suicide. It was a very strange subject and very strange feeling also, that I am sitting in front of somebody who has come here, who had a desire to commit suicide. And if I fail in convincing her or supplying her what she demands or what she desires or what is her aim and object, then naturally she will commit suicide. So I will be a big failure. So it was a big challenge to me that how to meet her requirement. I had my Indian background. So I asked, my first question to that lady was that, do you have problems with your husband? She said, no, I have no problems with my husband. He is very, very cooperative. And we have no problems. So that was a normal Indian problem. You see, in India, mothers and sisters, they have normally problems with their husbands. Second problem from Indian viewpoint was that I asked her that, do you have problems with your children? She said, no, I have two sons. And both of them are studying in America in Harvard University and all those things, you see. So I have no problem. They are very brilliant, very trustworthy and very, very loving children also. Then my third question to her was, do you have problems of money? She said, no, I don't have that problem. I said, why? She said, my husband is a managing director, CEO of a very important international corporation. We have no problem of funds. On the contrary, because of that, I am not allowed by my husband to do some service and earn money or to devote my time. And therefore, then I asked, what is your problem? She said that I am feeling lonely. Because my children, they are studying in America. My husband, you see, is a workaholic. He gets up in the morning, packs his breakfast also, and goes to office, comes back in the evening, late in the evening, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then we have our dinner. So for whole day, I am lonely. And because of this, I don't know how to kill time. And therefore I decided that I will kill myself to kill time. You know, this is a funny situation that she is determined to kill herself in order to kill time. She has got so much of time. I said, but you can devote time for in your kitchen. She said that in the kitchen also in 15-20 minutes I can cook my food. Because my husband takes his breakfast with him. And then he has lunch in his office also. And then late in the night he comes and then we have dinner. That also takes, the preparation for dinner also takes hardly 15-20 minutes because most of the things are available easily in ready-made form. So I don't know how to kill my time. And therefore I have decided to kill myself. It was a very funny situation. And then to me was the question as to what type of service I must do of this particular lady who is in front of me. And it's a big challenge. We were also new because till 71 only we were for a couple of days or a couple of weeks in England, then for 2 or 3 months in New York, and then Hong Kong and Singapore and other places. So we had for the first time a detailed godly service in England. At least for myself. So then I started remembering Baba. And I said, Baba, what type of knowledge or from what particular viewpoint I must give this lady this knowledge? And then, you know, Baba is always giving us solutions. And some of the solutions are very, very important. Because many times we do not know the person in front of us. We do not know their future also, what are their requirements or what are her requirements. But then Baba is omniscient and therefore Baba can give us guidance also. So Baba gave me that guidance that give him this knowledge of God, not as father, not as brother, not as mother, but give her knowledge of God as a companion. And then see that she remembers God as companion right from the morning. The moment she gets up till the night, till she goes to bed, she has God in front of her. And she chit-chats, has a dialogue with God. that God, can I do this thing, can I do this thing, can I do these things? I am taking my food, I am taking my bath, I am eating my food, and every time remember Him as your companion. And be in the company of God as a companion. I said, okay. And then I tried to give entire knowledge to her, you see, in this form of God as a companion, and how God as a companion is giving us this knowledge. What are the benefits and all those things, you see. Same, entire knowledge, but from the perspective of God as a companion, not God as a father, not God as a teacher, not God as a guru also, but remember Him or maintain that relationship with Him, God as a companion. And then I realized that yes, we can mold our knowledge in any manner as per the requirements of the situation also. And but this, in that particular case, Baba wanted me to mold the knowledge in the form of God as a companion in all respect. And it was, I thought that it might be very difficult, but then the way in which things went on for 7 days, she understood these things. I asked her to do yoga also, and then I also tried to give her sakash, her vibrations of God as a companion. So for 7 days, she was in front of me, and then she was trying to experiment with this knowledge or yoga as God as a companion. Then on the 7th day, Dadi Janki ji told me, then asked her to write her experience and further progress in life or further planning in life. Because I was daily telling Dadi ji also, Dadi Janki also, that here is a big problem. A sister, a lady in front of me who wants to commit suicide. But before committing suicide, she wants to know how to kill her time. And if I don't succeed, then she will kill herself to kill her time. And then on the 7th day, Dadi gave me one, asked me to ask her to write her experience. And then she wrote in her experience that I have got something which I wanted. I have got now God as a companion. And I have understood how to treat God as a companion, how to remember Him as a companion, how to have His company all throughout the day. And I think I will succeed in this particular object of maintaining relationship with God as a companion. And therefore I have decided not to commit suicide. That was a great relief to me also. And then when I produced that experience later, you see, in front of Dadiji, Dadiji also felt that yes, we have solved a very peculiar problem of a lady who wanted to commit suicide. So my point is that, you see, we have to tailor-made our godly service as per the requirements of the situation, as per the requirements of the person in front of us. If we do not change these things, then what will happen? You know, doctors also, when patients are in front of doctors, what happens? They change the medicine as per the requirements of the patient, as per the problems of the patient. If there is a patient suffering from typhoid, naturally he will give that type of medicine, so that typhoid patient may recover from that particular disease. If somebody is suffering from malaria, then naturally medicine will be different. So Baba has equipped us like a doctor with all types of medicines, so that we can meet people of different dimensions, different requirements, different backgrounds, different religions, different, you know, there are so many things. People have their own desires, they have got own their plannings and what not. Each person has his own plan, his own aim and object in life. And many times we don't understand what are their aims and objects. But in general we can classify godly service into four different parts. As godly service has evolved throughout this number of years, right from the beginning, the aim and object of doing godly service was giving message. What we call as message-oriented godly service. And Baba had given us very clear-cut mandate that you have to give this message that Baba has come, God has come on this earth as a planet. He is giving us this knowledge. He is doing his work incognito also. But we are giving his message so that Baba had very clearly stated that at the end, nobody should say to God that, oh God, you came. You came, but you did not give us your identification, your message, and we could not know or we could not understand you. We could not take benefit of your incarnation on this earth. So Baba wanted to avoid this particular situation that people may be blaming Baba also that, oh, we did not get your message, we did not get your identification and all those things. Yes, it's a big problem. Big problem. In 1974, when we were in Africa, in Tanzania, I still remember that particular situation. There, we had our function in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam. And we gave message, we had a lecture, Usha and myself had a lecture for more than 1 hour, 1.5 hours also. And then we gave Baba's message that Baba is on the earth and all those things. And then the question answer was there. I still remember one person getting up and he told us that he is the deputy mayor of Dar es Salaam. Deputy Mayor. And he said that my question is not to you, but my question is to Shiv Baba, about whom now we know that he is our Supreme Father and he has taken, so to say, divine incarnation on this earth and is giving his knowledge. And he asked a pointed question, not to me, but using me as an instrument for this question to Shiv Baba, that, oh Shiv Baba, what crime we have committed, that we get your message. You came down on this earth in 1937, and in 1974, exactly after 37 years, we are getting your message. We are getting your introduction. We have lost first 37 years of your incarnation on this earth. Now, we are given this message. We have to speed up our efforts and see that we get involved in many types of godly service and all those things, and we try to purify and transform ourselves from our old vicious tendencies and all those things. So his question was that what crime we have committed that for 37 years we did not get this message. So that is that particular situation which Baba wanted to avoid, and therefore you see, right from the beginning, all our efforts were mostly message-oriented godly service plans. All these messages, all these exhibitions, all these museums, all these conferences, and retreat centers and all those things that we are doing or we were doing at that particular time, they were mostly on account of this fact that we had to give Baba's message to the people at large. In fact, we were printing statistics also. We were printing statistics that how many people got message of Baba through museum, through exhibitions and through whatnot, through television and all those things, because in those days, in those early days, we were not fully equipped with television industry or television programs. But radio and all those things were easily available. So right from the beginning, we had this tendency of giving knowledge of yoga only, Baba's identification, message giving. And then some of them who picked up this message, then they accepted Baba and they modified their personal life, their personal behavior and all those things, and they became Baba's children. But main effort in the field of godly service was message-oriented godly service. Slowly and slowly, Baba modified our these efforts. I always say that the Darwin's theory of evolution is not correct, because the world was not evolved from the stage of an amoeba to that ape and then to human beings. But godly service and godly knowledge is slowly and slowly being developed, slowly and slowly. Though if you understand the knowledge that was given in the past, and then slowly and slowly we came from that to this particular stage. Today's Murali also, Baba's today's Murali was also on this subject, that in the beginning Baba was saying also that God is like sun, you see, so bright. But then slowly and slowly he changed his statement, and then we know whatever that we have got now this knowledge. And today also Baba said that for the ICS examination, the top ranking examination, slowly and slowly you have to reach that particular stage. And the knowledge that will be required to be given in that highest stage, PhD stage, or what we call in India as MPhil stage, and all those things, that will be much on a higher level. So that knowledge of the higher level, etc., will come in due course only when we are capable enough to understand that particular state of godly service or godly knowledge also. Otherwise what will happen? We will not be able to accept that godly knowledge. Many brothers and sisters are thinking that this is not a correct strategy. Baba should give true knowledge right from the beginning, what he wants to say. He should not slowly and slowly develop this into stages. To that I have already replied in one of my articles in Gyanamrut, that the transition from the traditional beliefs of different religions, be it Hindu religion or Islam religion or Christianity or any other religion, Shinto, Taoism, Sikh, Jain and all those different religions of the world. There are more than 10 important religions of the world. From their traditional beliefs to bring about a change in our belief system and to accept these new things, it's a big challenge. And Baba is a supreme teacher also. Baba as a supreme teacher is explaining things in a most logical manner, step by step, so that we do not become what we call as Shraddha-vihin, faithless. We do not lose faith in the traditional knowledge, but we build our faith in Baba's knowledge on the strength of what we were understanding in the past also. There is that famous example of Martin Luther and others of the 14th century, that in those days, you see, there were so many malpractices in Christianity. And therefore, Martin Luther and his friends and others, you see, they objected to this particular thing, and they revolted against those particular tendencies or particular beliefs or rituals of Christianity. And therefore what happened? People, based on his arguments and all those things, they lost faith on the traditional beliefs of Christianity. But Martin Luther and his friends, they were not capable enough to develop faith in what new things that they wanted to convey, what they call as Protestant religion, from a shift from the Roman Catholic religion to the Protestant religion. That was not that easily possible. for Martin Luther, others, because they were not capable enough to shift the faith of the people from the old one. They were capable enough to destroy the faith of the people in those traditional things, what we call as blind faiths also, from the old one, traditional one. That was possible. But to reconstruct and reaffirm the faith of the people in these new traditional things without going into the depth, or without, you see, bringing about a change in the lifestyle of the people, that was very, very difficult. And that is what resulted in people, loss of faith of the people in the old one, and they could not have faith in the new one. With the result, what happened? That the world in which the Christianity world of Europe in those days, from 15th century onwards, you see, they had this peculiar situation, peculiar possibility. That red light, that question mark, that was there, is not being faced by us, because Baba is giving us knowledge in such a manner that slowly and slowly, from the traditional one, you know, day before yesterday also Baba said that slowly and slowly, in the beginning, you see, you had your own faith in your own different cultures that you were otherwise so far accepting, those different cultures. Slowly and slowly, Baba and efforts of our divine sisters like Sister Jayanti and Sister, all the sisters also, they have, Amrita and others also, they have helped you in such a manner that your faith in those traditional cultures to which you were belonging, that faith has slowly and slowly and slowly has emerged or re-emerged or recasted into Brahmin culture. It is nothing like force. You are not forced. I remember, you see, long back, Brahma Baba was in Bombay, and then Baba said that, ask this question to the class students and sitting in front of him, that how many of you believe that Shiva Baba is the Gita sermonizer? Everybody raised their finger that yes, we believe that Shiva Baba is the Gita sermonizer. But there was one lady. She said, nothing doing. Baba, I am not going to believe that Krishna was not Gita sermonizer. I will die, but I will not believe Gita sermonizer Shiva. I will believe that Gita sermonizer is Krishna. The Baba said, okay, don't worry, you can continue to believe Gita sermonizer Krishna and not Gita sermonizer Shiva Baba. But try to attain knowledge, try to inculcate these divine disciplines, try to do yoga with Baba and all those things. She said, yes, I will accept everything else, but not Gita sermonizer Shiva Baba. I will accept only Gita sermonizer Krishna. That was sometime in 64-65 when Brahma Baba was in Bombay. And then what happened? After about 2-3 years, I was conducting class in that Kolaba center, and then in that class, you see, I asked this particular question, that how many of you have got full faith in Sri Baba as a Gita sermonizer? Everybody raised hands. And to my surprise, that lady also, that sister also, who said in front of Brahma Baba that I will die, but I will not accept Sri Baba as a Gita sermonizer, she also raised her hand that Sri Baba is the Gita sermonizer. So it was a big surprise to me, and so I asked her, sister, when did you shifted your faith from Sri Krishna as a Gita sermonizer to Sri Baba as a Gita sermonizer? And it was a big question to her, that she has shifted her faith from Sri Krishna to Shiva Baba. And she thought and thought and thought for about 5 minutes, and then said, sorry Ramesh bhai, I don't know when I shifted my faith from Krishna to Shiva Baba. But now I remember that Shiva Baba is the Gita sermonizer. So that shifting in the faith shifting in the belief and all those things from the traditional one to Shiva Baba is so logical and so, and just like you see, if somebody is given chloroform and then operation takes place, like that you see, here in Baba's knowledge, you see, there is nothing like chloroform or giving painkillers and all those things, but Baba is giving knowledge in such a manner and giving us treatment in such a manner that this shifting from the traditional thing, most of you, as Baba has day for his ascendancy did, you had belief in your own traditional cultures and all those things. You just have that introspection in your life and find out how and when, at what particular moment that shifting was there in your traditional belief of normal culture to which you belonged before Baba's knowledge and to this Brahmin culture, as said to us by Baba in the Murli on 20th. Am I right? Think on that subject. And this shifting is such a thing, without any trouble, without giving us any type of mental or physical or any type of injury or whatnot, without disturbing us mentally also, without creating any type of disturbance, without creating any depression and all those things. And so nicely logical shifting is there that we do not know when this particular thing of shifting our faith from the traditional one to this new one took place. Am I right? Think on this subject and find out whether you had any jerk. You know, even in case of car also, when you shift your gear, then there is some jerk. When the train also moves from one to another platform or something, then there is jerk also. At any particular time in your life, when you shifted your traditional thinking from the traditional viewpoints of knowledge and all those things, culture and all those things, to this divine culture, to this divine family system and all those things, was there any jerk? Was there any pressure? Think on this subject. And then you realize Baba, the knowledge of Baba and the treatment that Baba is giving us as a supreme teacher, supreme father also, or I would give one new additional dimension of Baba, that as a supreme doctor also, that he treated us or he is treating us in such a particular manner that we shift our faith from the traditional one to the new one. I gave you that example of that lady. I asked her, when did you shifted your faith that you will not commit suicide? She said, I don't know when, what particular moment, but when you asked me this question of writing this experience, then I realized that I have realized that thing that I have received, I have got now God as companion and therefore I will not commit suicide. But this traditional shifting from that old desire to commit suicide to not to commit suicide, when it took place, in which particular manner, she said, I can't understand. I can't give you any logical explanation of this shifting. So that is the beauty of Baba's knowledge, that shifting of traditional bondages, traditional beliefs, traditional faith in different religions and different cultures and whatnot, you know, all those things. From that to this divine family culture is really, really very wonderful. And this is very important. And so this is, originally started with the message-oriented godly service, but in the form of messages and all those things, you see, in the form of giving knowledge and all those things, Baba has slowly and slowly molded ourselves, molded our mental beliefs or our intellectual beliefs also in such a manner that we don't know when we shifted ourselves from the old one, from the traditional one to this new one. So that is the beauty of Baba's knowledge. And if we understand this great, 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 great importance of Baba's knowledge, that how he is doing these things in a wonderful manner, without committing, without breaking, without hurting, without anything, you see, no pressure, nothing, no temptations. There are otherwise in the world, there are people wish to give temptations, and through temptations they bring about change in the life of the persons. They give so many temptations. That is not here in Baba's case. It is absolutely 101% voluntary. Absolutely voluntary. But in such a manner that it does not hurt our personal liberty also. We all like our own personal liberty. We do not want that bondages and all those things. You see, we are not the slaves of this knowledge. But Baba has transformed in such a manner that instead of becoming slaves of this knowledge, we become children of Baba. And we get inheritance of Baba. And in other traditional beliefs and all those things, what happens? That they force you. That you have to do this thing, you have to do these things and all those things, you see. You know, when those people were transformed from England and other places to Australia, they were kept in bondages. And then only when they reached Australia, then they were released. In this Baba's case, there is no bondage. If at all there is any bondage, bondage of love only. Love with Baba, love for Baba, and love from Baba. This traditional transformation from the traditional belief, or the old beliefs and all those things to the new one, is entirely on account of Baba's knowledge, and the treatment that we gave, that he gave to us, was in the form of love. No compulsion. Is there any compulsion at any time? That do these things, do that, nothing going. I remember, you see, when Baba introduced the subject of getting up in the morning at 4 o'clock and remembering Baba. When Brahma Baba gave this direction, a suggestion, for the first time, we heard in the class, you see, Dr. Mathur, who was, you see, Director General of Observatories and all those things, meteorology in India. He vehemently objected that, oh Baba, what is this? It is, he will never get up at 4 o'clock. Because up till now he has not been exposed to this particular thing that he has to get up in the morning at 4 o'clock. And remember, Baba said, nothing doing. You can get up at your particular time, you don't worry. You don't believe in these things, there is no force. After 2-3 years, you see, when I was in Delhi, in fact, when we went to with Brahma Baba to Delhi, and we stayed at the residence of Dr. Mathur, you see, doctor. So he was getting up in the morning at 4 o'clock. So I asked him, oh Mathurji, how did you change your traditional belief from getting up late in the morning to this 4 o'clock in the morning? And then he thought for 5-10 minutes and then said, I don't know. When I changed my thought, my belief from the old traditional belief that I should not get up in the morning at 4 o'clock to this new method, new dimension of getting up in the morning at 4 o'clock and remembering Baba. So that is the beauty of Baba, that is shifting in our tendencies and our desires and our thoughts and beliefs, whatnot, you know, everything is done by Baba in a very, very, very logical manner, incognito manner. He is himself also on the earth in an incognito manner, and all his traditional things and beliefs and all those things, you see, they are also, his ways and means are also incognito. He is performing this operation in our beliefs, in our thoughts and our desires and all those things in that incognito manner. He is not giving us any force that you must do this, you must do this, all those things. But that bring about the change. Day before yesterday also in the Murli was there. Do not force anybody to leave his bhakti. If you remember, before 2-3 days, Baba said, nothing doing. Do not force him to leave his bhakti. But the transformation, shift from the traditional beliefs of religious, that means bhakti, to Baba, will be so automatic, that it will be done without any pressure from anybody. So this is the beauty of Baba and Baba's knowledge and Baba's this divine family, and that Baba is accepting us as his children, and he is giving us knowledge and treating us as his children. He is giving us this knowledge as inheritance, because he knows that, you see, he has to give us this legacy of maintaining and ruling this world for 2500 years. The entire difference between all other preceptors, founders of different religions, and Sri Baba is that this is what Baba has taught us, that all other preceptors, founders, whether they are in the form of Abraham or Christ or Shintoism, Taoism, and Confucius or Tao, or all those things, Jain religion, Buddha and all, Mahavir, all of them, they are on this earth as a planet in different forms in order to maintain and sustain and develop their religion and religious beliefs of those people who are belonging to that particular religion. But in case of Sri Baba does not come with us in any form, in any manner, for the golden age and silver age. I had told one Brahma Baba once that Sri Baba is taking a very, very long vacation. Even in case of Christianity, we know that God created earth and he took 6 days to create this world, and then he took holiday for one day on Sunday, and therefore that Sunday is a holiday. So I said, Baba, that as per Christian belief, you constructed this world for 6 days and then you took holiday for one day. In your case now, you see, you are giving this knowledge and you are doing all these things for about, say, Sangha confluence age of, say, about 100 years. And then you take a very, 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 very long vacation of 2,500 years. Am I right? So Baba said, "Dear, what can I do? I don't come in the golden age because you don't need me. I have made you so much perfect, and you are maintaining law and order on this earth as a planet in such a manner, wonderful manner, that you are maintaining law and order on this earth for 2,500 years. I have made you perfect to that extent." So this is the beauty of Baba's knowledge. As many things can be said, but as I have said, you see, I wanted to share with you a few things about godly service and how traditional transition from the traditional belief to this new belief, how it is important. I said yesterday to all our class in Hindi also, to our brothers and sisters from India, that as in the double foreigners case also, Baba said that Baba has shifted their loyalty, their faith in their traditional culture to Brahmin culture or divine culture or divine family culture. Same things should apply in India also. In India also, we are divided, we have got different cultures. Somebody is Gujarati, somebody is Marathi, somebody is Punjabi, somebody is Bengali, somebody is Andhraite, and all Karnataka, all those things, different cultures are there, you see. Just as in case of double foreigners, there was that shifting in the traditional belief of their culture, we in India also should shift our culture in such a manner that we in India also should believe that we are all Brahmins. We belong to this Brahmin culture, or we belong to this divine family. So this is the very important subject of shifting our tendencies, shifting, we are bringing about a change within us. And that change comes so automatic, that we ourselves do not know when that change took place within us. You think it over. All of you are sitting in front of me. This is my humble request, that you think about yourselves, that how slowly and slowly you brought change in your own thinking, in your belief system. And then you find whether there was any jerk, whether there was any compulsion, whether any threatening that if you don't do this thing, then you will go to hell and this thing and all those things, different types of punishments and all those things. That has not been taught, or that not been thought also in this divine knowledge. Anyway, I have already said in the beginning that I would like to have questions from your side. And then I will try to answer to the extent possible. to the extent of my ability. But I am not Dadi Janki, or I am not Dadi's who are expert in giving answers to all questions. I can answer some of your questions. Otherwise, I will collect your questions and refer it to Dadi. So, question is, my mic is also here. If you have some questions, if you want to, I already said, question is not in the form of doubts that you want to raise, but question in order to understand, or to have better understanding, or better explanation of Baba's knowledge, or of yoga, or about inculcation of divine virtues and all those things, divine powers. Whatever you want to ask me, I don't know what can be, or what may be your questions. What happened? No questions or what? Take this mic.
Thank you so much for coming here and being with us today.
Both ways. I must thank you also for coming in the class. There is one Sanskrit verse that vakta, that means speaker cannot do anything unless there is audience in front of him.
My question is regarding a stage that Sister Mohini...
Amrita, when you come here and then explain, help me in understanding their questions also.
Okay, Sister Mohini shared with us the other day in class a stage that is beyond body, more than bodiless. In Hindi, I think...
One minute, sister. Let Sister Amrita also come.
Yeah, a stage that is beyond bodiless stage, videhi, yeah. So she was talking about this stage, and my question is this what you saw in Brahma Baba, you know, that you only saw light, and what is the practical method that we can prepare to get into this stage?
Videhi stage?
Pardon?
Videhi stage beyond the body, Sister Mohini gave the class, and you have experience in front of Brahma Baba, having that light. What a method we must use in order to attain that stage of videhi, bodiless stage beyond the body.
Bodiless stage. There can be various types of bodiless stage. Some of the brothers and sisters, when they sit in class, they, you know, have this, you know how they behave like this. You see, they, and then you see. That is also a bodiless stage. That is very popular in case of yogis also. And therefore, you see, while we were flying, you see, we get in that pillow for our neck, you see, support of neck. So I always say that that is a yogi pillow. Yogi pillow, because you see, then
yogi pillow,
you see, so that you see, others do not understand early, because otherwise when you move your head like this, others remember, and I know that now he is in that trance stage or bodiless stage. But if that yogi pillow is there, your neck is stiff and all those things, so nobody else knows, and therefore you are safe. So that is also a type of stage. After all these things, you see, they depend on the our own efforts of yoga also. There are various stages in yoga. One example, for example, Baba has said, volcano type of yoga, Jwalamukhi yoga, volcano type of yoga, Bindu. Baba is a dot, I am also a dot like that. You see, so many things, Ruriyan, you see, chit-chat with Baba. So all these things, different stages of yoga are there, you see, and each one has got its own value and importance. Don't get it yourself involved in it that I must have that stage and all those things. All those stages, you see, the moment you are doing yoga, they are you will be able to develop all your these stages in short, in due course of time. So don't get puzzled also, don't get that operation. Feeling that I must do things. Do not force yourself also in that particular state. Let it come automatically. That is my belief. And this transition, this transformation will become automatic, even case of yoga also. And you can understand different yogas in different manners. You can have different positions also in yoga also. Different understanding with Baba also. You can have your own self ego with Baba also, that Baba, we are also something. If you are something, we are also something. Before 3 days, you see, there was that yoga, I mean that blessing, that, you see, you must have yoga of different varieties, very beneficial and very useful manner also. I always like these things. I always say, once I had a yoga with Baba, I said, Baba, we are also something. If you are omniscient and all powerful, we are also powerful. If you are ocean of knowledge, we are also of ocean of so many things. We are ocean of mistakes. You are omniscient, but can you commit any mistake? Sri Baba can commit any mistake. He can't commit any mistake. Similarly, we can get angry also. Can Sri Baba get angry? No, he does not have that power to get angry. We can start crying also, weeping also. Can Sri Baba cry and weep? No. So, we can take birth and rebirth and all those things for 84 births. Can he come in the body of our mother and then through that body, through that mother, we got our these bodies, can he come like that? I also once gave him challenge that, Baba, you come down in the golden age. Can he come?
No.
So like that, you see, have chit-chat with Baba as your father, and Baba as your teacher, Baba as your guru, as your companion, and all those varieties of different relationships, and enjoy these things. Yoga is a wonderful thing, and therefore it's not that mere bodily stage and this and that, all those things. Enjoy all these different relationships, different powers, different virtues and all those things with Baba. And use God, yoga as a different, as a tool to enjoy all those, and have all those varieties of, I always call yoga is the best form of entertainment.
Because there's so much variety in it.
Yes, so much variety and entertainment. We can also discuss with Baba also. Because yesterday also, Abhi Janki also raised this question, that Baba cannot do anything without us also. So I once said, Baba, you can't do anything without us. You cannot go to the masses and people, you see. We only have to go in front of people to masses. You can only come in front of us only. And we have to give your message to the people. So you want us. Without us, there is no transformation possible. But it's not always like that. I remember once, you see, when Brahma Baba had sent me, there was some problem in some center. So, they were about to go on strike that, oh Baba, we don't like this thing, so like that, you see. And then when I came back to Baba, then Baba said to those people, brothers and sisters, that, in fact, it is not, I don't need your presence and your support for world transformation. I am capable enough, I am powerful enough to transform this world without your cooperation. But I keep you in front, I keep you as my instruments in order to build your future. Otherwise, how will you build your own future and develop your highest stage in the golden age or silver age? So, in order to build your own future, I am giving you this chance. Do not think that without you I cannot do anything. So it is both ways. He is also trying to pull our legs and we try also to pull Baba's legs also. There is a very sweet tug of war. Enjoy it. This is my understanding of yoga, that I enjoy with Baba. All varieties. I have enjoyed with Brahma Baba also all varieties. We are playing cricket, playing badminton, playing kites and all those things just as we do it in a family also. So enjoy these things. Yoga is the best form of enjoyment or entertainment. It is never a boring thing. Anybody else?
Om Shanti, Ramesh Bhai. Very interesting to listen to you, and I enjoy a lot here sharing. And you offer us embodiment of the wise yogi, real yogi. And I want to just to use this opportunity to ask a question about some concepts. By learning yoga and teaching as well, we use some words, for example, smriti. And we have to describe these words because in other languages we don't have equivalents for smriti. And what is your understanding or interpretation of this concept, smriti? For example, smriti.
Smriti.
Smriti. Yes.
And smriti, she wants to know the concept of smriti.
Concept of?
Smriti is yadaju, awareness. Awareness, no?
Awareness.
Smriti.
For example, I understand like smriti, like single act of the consciousness of understanding some truth and to imbibing this truth. Otherwise,
can you just short and repeat one or two sentences?
If I give this, you know, explanation of smriti to others, yes, I explain like that. It's a single act of understanding, you know, understanding of some truth. We are incalculating one by one, like single acts, single concepts or something, because how we become more rich in yoga, in understanding. Smriti is a single act, or maybe I'm wrong.
You want to know about the smriti, if it's the understanding, one set of understanding one by one, or it is something more than that.
Yes, one by one, only logically you can develop. You can try to understand Baba from different angles, from logic also, from mere understanding by love also. Love is different, logic is different, law is different also. All those things, different things are there. People have understood Baba. And those, look at those mothers and sisters in India, you see. Some of them, they are not at all, they are not experts in different languages and all those things, but they have understood Baba in much better. And Baba has said that these sisters and mothers who don't know anything, they are much more learned than those scholars also, because those scholars could not understand me. But these mothers and sisters, they can understand me, they have devoted their life for me. So also forget about these things. What is consciousness and all those things, you see?
Okay.
These are all words for those scholars only. Remember, you are a humble
yes.
child and have that
okay.
humble understanding.
Maybe with bhavna, then it's also very interesting for me, the exact explanation of bhavna. Is it innate quality of the soul, or it's only developed by studying Raja Yoga?
You see, bhavna and logic, they are two sides of the same coin. You cannot separate both the things separately. Without faith in Baba, without bhavana, you see, without love for Baba, you cannot have faith in Baba also. So
is
faith,
it innate love, quality of the soul?
All those things are there. All those things are there in such a manner that you see you require everything in order to have perfection. In your food also, you take everything. You require salt also, you require sugar also, and everything is there. Then only you have got a perfect lunch or dinner, you see. Like that, Baba is knowledge in such a thing that you see you have to have mixture of all those things. And then you get a first-class dinner or first-class life or first-class lunch also.
Thank you very much.
What she is asking is the bhavana is an innate quality of the soul, or it can be developed?
It is... Nothing can be developed because they were in part and parcel, you see. It is for example, let me ask you this question. Mother's love for her child, is it natural or it has to be developed? There should be a college for that thing. Is there any college where this is being taught my mother's love. It is natural, you see.
It's depend on the time. Nowadays, many mothers, they kill children. They give birth and they kill. It means they have not this quality of motherly instinct.
But normally, you see what happens.
Normally, it's different. In Iron Age, mothers are not able to love even their children. They have some instinct, maybe, but love, it's need anyway, to be developed, I think.
Maybe, what you say may be right also.
Pardon?
What you say may be right, I don't know, I don't doubt. Because
I know, I'm mother, I know.
Hardly, that can be exception, what is
there? Some exceptions or some difficulties.
But on the whole, on an average, it is like that, you see. These are all qualities developed. Who has taught us how to become angry? Is there any college of how to become angry?
Anyway,
forget about mother's love, but getting angry, getting upset. Is there any college? It is our own tendency, you see. These are the innate, inborn, you see, tendencies of a soul, you see. How to become body conscious. We are not taught anything, how to become body conscious. We become body conscious. All those things develop in the body in the due course of time, with the development of our body also, with the tendencies and all those things are brought in us through these developments only.
Rameshwari, that story which you wrote in the Gyanamrata or World Renewal, about the point of light somewhere you went in Japan or...
Yes.
That was a very interesting story, and the explanation at end of that story was very good. That experience that we will going to meet the people of different religion, and they will have the some concept what we have,
yes.
And yet they will not follow, and yet they will get Baba's some part of it.
Yes, because that was in front of those you see, who were students of Confucius and other there are Shintoism and Taoism also. So they were the students of Taoism. And there, they got this belief that God is a single dot, like what we believe in our yoga also. But then what happened? Then we gave them explanation, we conducted class for more than 1 hour. And then gave them explanation that you have got this knowledge, God as a supreme soul, you see, God as a dot, you see. We also have, but we have changed ourselves from that traditional knowledge, bhakti, to Sivabha, and then we get full knowledge of what God is, as a dot, is giving us. You only believe in that thing only, and then you have traditional belief in your Taoism and all those things. The result, that is also important also, because Baba is, Sivabha is, that is what I have written in that article, that Sivabha is the founder of all religions. And for Shintoism, for Taoism and all those things also Baba is giving them this knowledge. But they believe in their traditional knowledge and then they use this knowledge also. What will happen? The result of that will be that they will be coming on the earth as a planet in the golden age of that particular religion. Whereas we come on this earth as a planet from the beginning of the golden age of the world itself also. So, for them, their religious belief, their traditional belief is just like a wall. That wall, they cannot, just like, you know that Berlin Wall, for there you see in Germany, you see Berlin Wall, you cannot cross from this to that. Like that you see, this religion and all those traditional beliefs, they work like a wall, and you cannot shift, unless and until you shift your faith from the traditional belief, from Christ or Mamada or Confucius and all those things, you see, to Baba also. And accept Baba. So this is required. This passport, visa, whatever you call it, you see, for entering into the golden age is absolutely essential. It's a big challenge to those who belong to different religions.
But that is that's a part of the cycle.
Pardon?
That is part of the cycle that
yes,
they will.
Yes, part of the cycle.
They will be believing.
World has to develop. and therefore they have to come at these different times. Otherwise what will happen? That Christianity will not spread, like the Taoism will not spread, Confucianism will not spread, Shintoism will not spread also. In those years, those days also.
So for those type of souls, what type of attitude we must have as Babaji?
We accept them. We just give them knowledge and then accept them. We are not here to convert people, you see, from their faith to this faith. Give them this knowledge, if that conversion is automatic, then it's all right.
Any other question? Any other?
Yes, this is the topic that you have given a newness in service. I'm just wondering, because Ramesh Bhai is in charge of Spark, if you could share something related to Spark and how that would help in newness in service, because there's been a lot of things on the YouTube regarding excavation of different places and scientific advancement of those different civilizations of old, and including that of the Vedas, and how they were so experts in different aspects of different technology, science, space, a lot of things. How would that correlate with Baba's knowledge?
It's a big question, very difficult to answer in 5-10 minutes. But I can tell you about two things that have been developed in this last meeting of Spark, you see, which ended it on 19th. And then we had a meeting with Baba on 20th. And then yesterday, for about 2-3 hours, we had further discussion. We have developed this time two questions or two things about which I also asked, or I had sent message to Baba, and Baba replied to me on the stage. You must have heard that copy of Baba's answer to me in the Murli, already printed. In Hindi, I don't know, it has been already
in Hindi
circulated.
Hindi is printed,
in
but not in English.
It is not yet printed.
I don't think you get in English. Today we are going to get them. Today, when they finish, they will go and get the Murli.
Because in those, about those two questions, I had sent a message to Baba that please answer me on this stage, so that you see it becomes part and parcel of your Murli, and so everybody starts thinking as to what are those questions also. The first question was to transform our museums and all those things, the literature and all those things, from the traditional things to the modern things, you see. For example, all our museums and all those pictures, etc., they are old one, old style, and all those things are there. Slowly and slowly we want to develop them and to make them 100% scientific and perfect, you see, based on the modern technology of holograms and three dimensions and what not. Before about 4 years, you see, one brother from Germany, he brought picture of Brahma Baba painted with the help of holograms. Hologram technique was there, you see, he used it. And then I was also introducing that brother to Baba with this picture, you see, and then Baba, Avyakta Baba, you see, told me that future pictures should be developed on this technique so that they will be more effective, more scientific and more useful to the people, you see, because we are long living in this new century. But we were not getting this hologram techniques and all those things in India, because it is difficult. Unless and until we have got those techniques in India, you see, just to depend on those things, and then if correction is there or any defect is there, then it is very difficult to send it back to those countries and get those things repaired also. So, but now we have in India, you see, recently in Ahmedabad, you see, one lady has developed this technique. She has developed one museum, Mahatma Gandhi Mandir temple, you see, and which she has used this latest technology, three dimensions and what not, all those things are there. If you get time, you see, it is still under preparation. After 1 month it will be ready. But we read that in, read article about her, and she was here also. And with the help of this sister, you see, we are trying to transform these pictures, the traditional pictures, flat pictures, into these things, modern three-dimension and all those things also. So I asked this question to Baba, that should we change these things, should we change our instruments and all those things? Because one thing is certain, that all our traditional thinking, all our experts, messages and equipments and all those things are made mainly for message-oriented godly service techniques only. But Baba has, in this season, he has given us that we have to conduct, we have to use now experience-oriented techniques, experimental-oriented techniques, and result-oriented techniques. These are the three new things that Baba has developed. And the fourth one, which Baba has given us on this last Murli, is that disaster management. You see, Baba said that at the time of those things, you see, nobody will be able to come and listen to your 7 days course and conference and all those things, but your face should do godly service. So this is something new, disaster management, that in those days only your face will do godly service. So these are the new techniques, the new dimensions in godly service. And that requires a detailed understanding and of all those things, you see. But, so Baba, I asked Baba that, you see, can we do these things also? And Baba said that, yes, we have to imbibe these new things also. The second question that I sent to Baba was that Government of India has brought about a change in the corporate laws of India, you see. And government has insisted and brought about a new concept, corporate social responsibilities. Government means that these corporations, big corporations, multinational corporations, they earn money from people only. They manufacture something, they sell to the people, and they make profit. So they earn money by way of profit from the people only. So they must spend something for the people also. Because government cannot himself do everything. Government has to depend on the people also, on the public also, on the corporations also. So government has made a change in its law that these big corporations, they must spend 2% of their gross profit for charitable activities of empowering people, empowering women, giving knowledge and removing all those traditional divisions in the society, what we call in India as BC or OBC, and all those things are there. You know, these are the things which are common in India also. So all those things are there, tribal things. So all those things, for those things, you see, we have to spend money. This is what government has said. And government has said that they should contact institutions, charitable institutions. Through them they must work. So what Baba has asked me to develop this subject of doing godly service through cooperation of multinationals in India. And they have got huge fund. This 2% amount is just small one for each corporation. But the sum total of this money is, I don't know, you can understand, crores and all those things. It is 6,570 crores of rupees per year. 1 crore means 10 million, am I right?
Yes.
So 6,560 crores of rupees per year that will be available to the people through this new amendment. And therefore, I asked Baba that can we build bridges of understanding with these corporations and do godly service on the strength of these bridges and bring about that culture of cooperation, because they have to spend money. Government has forced them to spend money. If they don't spend, and in their annual report to their shareholders, they must write that why they could not spend money. So there is that legal obligation on them also. And they have to declare their inability and why they failed in obliging them. So they have these funds also. And second thing that people understand these things, that Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, they are very honest and sincere. There are so many opportunities for us. People ask us that can we pass resolution in our corporation that all in future we have to employ only Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, because they are very sincere, they are very loyal, they are very honest and all those things. And that, to that, we are resisting. Because otherwise what will happen? People will become Brahma Kumar for a short period. They will get the job and then they will leave Baba. So we do not want such type of temptations for becoming Brahma Kumars. But in this case, what has happened? That they have got money, we have got ability, we have got so many brothers and sisters. And because of this television and all those things, our divine family has grown up tremendously. We are facing biggest problem is accommodation in all our centers. Formerly a center had only 50 students. Now 150, 100, 200 students and all those things. You must have experienced day for yesterday on 20th. More than 32,000 people were there, you see, in front of Baba. Like that, you see, every time, you see, we are getting this new development. And therefore, we have to develop this culture of cooperation and with the help with the help of these corporations, with the culture of cooperation, we can utilize their money for godly service. So Baba has given green signal for that one also. These new developments are there, cooperation, culture of cooperation, building bridges with big corporations and utilizing their money for godly services, so that they also feel that they fulfill their legal obligation, and we also get their money and all those things. And therefore, the first one that I think by the time you come here next year, you will have our this art gallery here also, in Gyan Sarovar also, museum in Nakhil Lake also, and all the other places also. Slowly and slowly, we will remodel and recast and rebuild these museums with the help of these modern techniques also. And it may be useful to you also in foreign services also. So these are the two new developments which has taken place and which has been confirmed or reconfirmed by Baba on this 20th in that Murli. He gave me answer to these questions. Anyway,
this is actually very good news, that 2% of their money business corporations are to spend along with the religious organization to develop the peoples and power the people. So,
and government has said that we will give you full deduction in income tax of expenditure of 2%. In India, there is a corporation tax is 35%. So 35% of the money spent will come from the government and 65% only from the people. And in case of government corporations, government has given as a further incentive that the officers in government corporations, they do not get bonus. But if they spend money in this manner for corporate social responsibilities, then the chief and others, they will get bonus also. For example, if they spend 100 crores of rupees, they will get at least 1 crore of rupees as bonus. So additional advantage, incentive, what you call, is given to them also. We are not at all concerned with that, because we are not giving them this incentive. But the government is forcing. Government is giving incentive. So we have to take advantage of this new situation. And if we are alive to these changing circumstances, new scenario, then it will be much useful. Therefore, we are trying to equip also ourselves also. We are trying to guide our sisters and brothers also to accept these new challenges. And therefore, we call it as new challenges in godly service.
I was hearing that somebody is giving the land, and they're giving even the money to develop the land. So we don't have to spend anything. We just have to use our energy a little bit. Spiritual.
For example, all members of parliament here in India, they get a grant of 5 crores of rupees, means 50 million rupees per year that they have to spend on the people to whom they belong or from where they get elected. One MP, member of parliament, has offered a grant of 50 lakhs of rupees to one center. It's like that, you see. So they have got funds, and we have to utilize those funds in the best possible manner. And they spend it. Government also is obliging us. So let us see what is the future, you see. Slowly and slowly we can get into these things, you see. And people will understand by bringing about this cooperation between, or the what we call as memorandum of understanding between the corporations and us, then people will understand the usefulness of the honesty of Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. Selflessness, selfless service and all those things of Brahma Kumars. And then that will create a much more wider, effective environment for godly service. Anyway, this is a big challenge. We are trying to face this challenge and bring about a change in our traditional beliefs, traditional understanding and all those things. So we want to develop that culture of cooperation, of bringing, building the bridge between them. What Baba has said in his message earlier on this subject was that I have given you three options. Swapasan means you have to be honest with yourself, you have to certify yourself. Then Prabhupasan means God, you must get a certificate from God also. And the third certificate is from the people also, Lokpasan, as Baba has said in Hindi also. So certificate from the people only will come only and only when you work with them. When you work with them and they understand that importance of our life, our lifestyle, our beliefs and our honesty, sincerity or purity and all those things. Then they will have faith in us. And that will ultimately bring about a wonderful change. Let us see what happens, you see. But at the moment we are in that transition. Anyway, future course, by the time you come here next year, you see.
Something different. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Brother. So much we get, and I think today we were very much entertained with the different thoughts which made us very alert and active at this time.
You also think on this subject that what can be new ways and means or techniques for experience-oriented godly service, result-oriented godly service, or experiment and experience and result. These three new dimensions of godly service that has been taught to us by Baba during this season. We will have to modify all our traditional ways and means of doing godly service. Because up till now we were devoting our time only for message-oriented godly service. Now, since last season, you see, Baba is giving emphasis on this experience. And for that, conduct experiments. And result. And what, and then last Murli has said, disaster management. That in the ultimate analysis, when the disasters take place, at that time, what will be the ways and means of doing godly service? Anyway, we are all facing challenges of time also.
Yes, sir, you want to ask something?
Om Shanti. Actually, I have two questions. Sometimes I feel got a feeling that I have not been placed ahead anywhere, in whether in godly services, whether in office, whatever. And second question is that, is there any my mistake that I have not been placed ahead of others?
Yeah.
She's saying that she finds in her life that she is not being placed ahead of others. She is left behind even in her physical work as well as in the godly service. Is my mistake or what?
No, it is not a mistake. You see, it is as per drama. to be understand basically, if you understand drama, then it is not mistake of anybody else. Only thing that it requires an intensive efforts. If we make intensive efforts, we can be also. Because Baba has said that accepting those first two seats of Brahma Baba and Mateshwarim, all other seats are vacant and we can jump to that higher stage also. So there is no weakness, there is nothing, no limitation also. Challenges are there. That is why I always say the socialism of Baba is very important. That Baba is giving us everybody what is challenge to rise to the highest occasion, highest position. So there is no such limitation. So don't have that what we call as mental stage, you see, where there may be depression and all those things. Don't have that thing. Enjoy life. Enjoy godly service. Enjoy Baba's company and all those things. And in that particular manner, go ahead. So don't feel. Otherwise, there may be depression, operation and whatnot. So many things happen, you see, because we are more easily susceptible to negative things rather than to positive things. So I always request sisters and brothers to face the challenges of this depression and all those things with the power of entertainment. And enjoy this knowledge. This is not a burden, this is not a bondage. Okay, we take the...
Okay. We are very happy and we give the lots of thanks to our brother. And of course, Baba, our brother is always under the light of Baba.
Okay, thank you very much.